This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today I want to share one final application based on our study of Malachi. To do what we've already mentioned, it's important to realize we need each other as fellow believers. I mentioned in a previous visit that a chain is as strong as its weakest link. Solomon, in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 12 said, "Two are better than one. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." This is seen throughout Malachi. The failure of the priests to set their hearts to honor God impacted not only them, but the whole nation. When they broke faith with God, it resulted in breaking faith with one another. This caused them to break faith with the wives of their youth, and this impacted their children negatively. To counter this breaking of faith, a remnant of those who feared the Lord got together to talk. No doubt their concern related to their reverential fear of God and their desire to see His name honored in their own hearts and in the hearts of the whole nation. God listened to their conversation and heard their heart throb. It thrilled Him to see so few tackle the challenge of turning the nation around spiritually. He wanted them to know that a small group plus God is a majority. They were on the winning team. When the final curtain falls, this small group would not be forgotten. They'd be known as God's treasured possession. Would you qualify to be one of them? Are you encouraging others to be one of them? Do you meet together regularly? If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.